Harvest Moon Grill specializes in local food, but their clientele this week is mostly from far away. CBS anchor Bob Schieffer is eating lunch here. The restaurant's chef and co-owner, Cassie Parsons, points to another table.
He had read about us in the London Times, and he wanted to check us out.
The restaurant received good reviews by national and international news outlets in the run-up to the DNC. That's helped business, but Harvest Moon Grill has a few other things going for it. It's just a couple blocks from Time Warner Cable Arena, where all the convention activity is. And then there are all the private parties they're catering alongside the restaurant business.
From 7 in the morning until about 2 in the morning, between all the events we have going on off-premise and all the events that we have on-premise, it's been non-stop. It's been beautiful.
Across the street at Rira Irish Pub, business has come in spurts. Manager Ian McInnes expects convention week business will turn out to be about the same as any other week, since he's pretty much trading the business crowd for the convention crowd.
We planned for a lot busier, and it just hasn't happened that way. Today normally we'd be packed to the gunnels for lunch, but as you can see from yourself, we're one-third full at best.
I walk down Tryon to Martin Luther King Boulevard.
At the Ladder Arcade, a lot of businesses here say they're just not doing the business they have on a usual week. There were a couple shoe shiners, and they said, hey, we actually have to pay more for parking, and we don't get nearly the clientele we see.
All the barbers at the Ladder Arcade men's room knew business would be slow this week, so they all stayed home, except for Nareda Velasquez. She thought a sign advertising head rubs and shoulder rubs might bring in more business.
Yesterday, we had two guys that came in because that sign attracted their attention. And then I had another gentleman the other day. And then he asked if I could rub his feet.
She turned him down. A few doors down at French Quarter, George Fotopoulos was expecting a busy week, but it wasn't.
We doubled the amount of liquor. We doubled the amount of staff. Thank God we didn't open for breakfast, and thank God we didn't open for late night.
He pinned his hopes on the crowds coming to see the president speak at Bank of America Stadium a couple blocks away. But with the president speaking at Time Warner Cable Arena instead, Fotopoulos expects another quiet night. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.